Oh my goodness, this nigga's still talking.
Turn the vocals. All right, Cole. Light word. It's a PWC, it's a cold world. Click the heat under your seat. I got a phone call, say that somebody dissing. You want some attention, come with extension. My dog said, say the word. Dog, man, how are y'all doing, man? My dog like said a word. He on bullshit, he's itching, he done with. He done put in so much work. Oh, so much work in these streets. Oh, no, man. I don't know what comes after that. Because J. Cole removed the song off of all streaming platforms. My nigga, my guy, my G, why? Sagna. If you were there for the last podcast, we did talk about why J. Cole felt the need to apologize. I didn't say it initially, or I'm pretty sure I said it during that thing, but I knew it was going to be an issue in the sense of, like, the album talk was just wild. I felt like if he just didn't talk about the albums, it would have still been good warning shots. The moment you talk about the album, that wasn't a warning shot. You actually shot that nigga. and it was a crazy shot, because it's like, why are you doing that? Especially when it is, like, Your albums are the ones that get clowned, quote unquote. I don't believe in it, but they're the ones that get clowned for being boring. And it wasn't until you started, like, adding more trap drums and everything, like starting with KOD, that people started getting more. And then, like, he started, like, and J. Cole said it before in an interview where it's like the style of production has changed and everything so much, especially, like, for example, when he was watching Metro Boomin. Do all this stuff that it feels like he would just have to relearn just because of how everything has changed. Everything's a little bit different. There's like so many different tools and stuff that people are doing. But hey, real quick, before we really get into the topics at hand, how are you doing? Is everybody having a good time? I don't really know, man. Busy couple of days / weeks ahead of me. Unfortunately, like, honestly, I didn't even think I was gonna have to record today. I technically have another recording that I thought I was gonna be able to put out, but then the folks that I recorded with were like, no, we can't do that yet. We should never even recorded that. And I'm like, man, I asked you guys though. I thought we had an agreement, but I guess not. So here we are, talking about that rap beef again. And look, if I must say so, man.
He's heating up.
All of them, except J. Cole. J. Cole took a step back. But hey, my thing is, like, people are acting like so dumb and like so stupid about J. Cole's part of it. And I'm like, look, if it is as, quote-unquote, beefy as y'all niggas is making it seem like for Drake and Rick Ross and all these other folks, then I don't know why J. Cole, someone who has always tried to maintain friendships and make friends with everybody, would be doing that. Because he's realized it's not just competition. Niggas have real beef. Niggas really, really, really got that cow shit going on. That's that real beef. 100% mean. 98% lean. That's that shit. But hey, J. Cole was like, oh yeah, nah, this is not my place. And I don't, and like, especially how it's been like seemingly heating up, I don't blame him. Before we really go straight into everything, we're gonna talk about, like, quickly the Simba and Kaz stuff.
They say the rap game.
So essentially, Simba dropped a freestyle to the Control stuff. And I'm not gonna play any of these whole songs today, to be fair. But like, he only has, it's only one hard part, like super hard part in this part, in this thing, for, or not even super hard. I think people are a little bit gassing up because I've heard a better Tesla line, to be fair. Like, I'm not even trying to go and attack niggas, but like, but niggas is like, niggas is low key hyping this nigga up. I don't know why, or hyping this up a little bit. In my opinion, it would have been better if you didn't use the control freestyle at now, or control beat, because now it just kind of feels and looks like you're just kind of not doing shit, or like not that you're not doing shit, but it just feels more corny than it should even come off, even though, yeah, it still is, because it's like, and Cause can go into a little bit, but it's definitely giving a little bit too much clout chasing, in my opinion. Cause it's like, you have nothing to do with it. What's your goal? Who cares? Like, not only that, but not taking part in a rap beef drops you from the top five. I think that's stupid. I'm gonna be honest. Cause niggas don't know what hip hop is and all that then. If you think that rap has always just been about rap beef and that's how niggas determine who is still in the top five, you're dumb. You're dumb. Because if niggas really just wanted, because y'all niggas don't even want niggas with the hardest pens. How many of y'all niggas actually listen to Big Crit? Like, this is what I'm saying. Niggas don't really want lyricists. In fact, I remember around like 2016, it was the fuck lyricism wave. Why are we going back to it now? Who are you niggas? Like, what are we talking about? And it's crazy because I stamp Nas beat Jay-Z in the beef. Y'all don't be saying Nas is a better rapper. I still hear Jay-Z on that Mount Rushmore for niggas. Why? Nas kicked him off, right? Why is he top five? Yeah, niggas is stupid. But hey, we're going to listen to a little bit of this. I want to get more closer to the part where he's actually rapping at J. Cole. But
we living in a war where most women is wanting more than what the nigga that they typically end up with can afford. So niggas going broke buying bottles and written forms. Even if she ain't yours, she yours inside that yours. They like Simba, drop some music, so I guess it's time. I've been acting and designing, bitch, I'm getting fly. I'm two steps ahead of you niggas who next in line. These laundry mad ass rappers be sounding washed and dry. They say I need a song with so and so, I'm not surprised. But every time I send a verse, these niggas petrified. It's time to kill the rap game. For a second time, I'm doing drive-bys and a test.
This is the hardest one. But like I said, y'all niggas would gas up a Tesla. That's all I'm gonna say. Y'all niggas would gas up a Tesla.
Look the devil dead in his eyes like I ain't scared to die for damn. So ain't scared to go to war with a friend of mine. Pushing through sunset, lighting up with the top down.
Barbershop
convos about who sit at the top now. The big three fucked up, Cole gave up his spot now. Can't say you top five if you scared to be hostile.
Like, you niggas, like, you're saying he dropped from top three and people would argue that he would be like second or third. Some people... Then is in a significant crowd would argue that he's first. But okay. Significant number of people. I would concede that most people probably have him second when you consider both the Drake crowd and the Kendrick crowd as well. Cause them niggas don't really like each other.
I remember feeling your pain when you let Nas down, but you done let Boz down and Kaz down. You done let the squad down. Can't say you done.
And niggas is talking about the squad. Let's see what the squad has to really say about it. This is the cause. I feel like it's less of a diss, but yeah, nah, I feel what it is.
Yeah, look, the prices went up. Niggas never been here like the lights has been up. The cap got a lead.
And that is just the beginning.
Scared is exposed. The bear has been pulled. Too blunt when I speak, but I rarely would choke. Industry circles, I'm rarely in those. So what's really going on, dog? I clearly don't know. But I'm like soup when I talk. Coffin is buried in cold. Down to earth like 10 of them toes. But when it's war time, I'm stepping on toes. Santa Claus hate me because I'm flexing with cold. So he the one that should be upset the most. You other niggas smoke. Fries and McDonald's, $2. This the powerhouse,
nigga.
I know it's not about hating, it's truly clout chasing. So let me know if that 15 seconds got you dollars.
Let me know if that 15 seconds got you followers. Let me know if that 15 seconds got you swallowed.
Tired of hearing about the bitches and what you want to for, nigga. We get it, but if you got it, it ain't tricking. And it's appearance, you not found objections. May
is clear. We spunk, we're not malicious.
You know niggas just food, and I'm
sorry, it's not delicious.
I need some more flavor, flavor.
Spend some more time in the kitchen.
See, know that talk, so I gotta do this. Niggas ain't out there just opportunists.
Don't
talk so loosely. My talk is like sparking
Uzis.
It's just a warning
shot.
You rappers who wanna lose.
You know the squad is not the U.S.
You guess you're coming at the USA.
Get your name.
Oh my gosh. Like, nigga, I don't want to hear how I don't want to hear nobody talk about that Tesla line. I will own everything. That USA line is better than me. That USA line is better than me. What the f- nigga, you coming at USA? Oh my god. You
come
hey,
state
your name. You coming at US us A. State your name. No, I don't care what you niggas say. It's your plate, boy. Stake your claim. We the top cool clan.
Top cool clan, no clue who's in the middle. You little niggas need a flu shot plan. I got them sickle cell sick. We gon' sick them and hunt them right. We coming quick like I ain't fucking.
Oh my lord.
Sex drives.
Look at a night. No fucks. Next time, run for your life. Dog, bro. Cause need a drop, dog. Cause need a drop for real. Like, this nigga. Oh my gosh, bro. This nigga Cause need a drop for real, bro. God damn, this nigga Cos need a drop for real, bro. My lord. Alright, man. Now, we actually have, after that kind of stuff came out, Drake leaked, or someone within Drake's camp leaked his stuff. And how, and between all of this and currently going on now, because Kendrick hasn't dropped anything, the last person who has dropped something was Rick Ross. There has been so many like AI people trying to do it. And I'll say this, the AIs for Kendrick are kind of like, it's not that it's hard to tell that it's AI, but you can't just immediately take it from the sound. Like you can get it from some people, like how Drake says. I feel like a lot of the Drake ones, I can kind of hear it. There was another leak. I feel like today or like last night that kind of a drop that sounded a little bit like it. And it wasn't even, I didn't even see the full leak. I don't know if there's a full leak, but it was like 30 to 40 seconds. And I was like, okay, Drake. Okay, Aubrey. Dog, bro. I don't know what's more of a girl's name, Destiny or Aubrey. And this is definitely a slight to that nigga Destiny. I don't even know him for real, but hey, it's a girl's name. And I know multiple women named Destiny. It's not a bad name. I like it. For girls. Or for the game. Bungie, hey. And niggas need to put some better content in. Let's get back to the disses, man. But essentially, Drake dropped something. Then, or leaked, something leaked. And then something did come for real. And that was the Drake diss. In my opinion, to be completely fair with you, because I'm probably going to skip through it a little bit. Either that, or we're going to have to pause it quite a bit. I don't know. Because it's not like it's on streaming platforms, so it's not as bad as, like, the Nicki stuff, but we'll see how the, if maybe we re-edit it for the YouTube people. Kind of just float by it, take certain parts I want. We'll see. We'll see. I got to see how I really want to do some of the YouTube aspect of the pod, you know? But besides that, I think we got to essentially lock down, right? You got the lockdown. But yeah. All right, let's just get straight into this Drake one. Then we'll move on to the Rick Ross one, which is, if I'm going to say it, Rick Ross is probably my favorite, even over J. Cole's. I do think people, ever since J. Cole apologized, are minimizing it. Acting like, because I literally seen someone say J. Cole's was like the worst. I'm like, nigga, all Kendrick said was, nigga, bum, for real, for real. I mean, now the goofies with the check stuff, because now this nigga comparing himself to Chip and Dale, but we'll get to that.
This beat is
fire. Apparently the first beat that it came out with was so like to the point where people were saying this is why you guys should pay your producers.
First
number one, I had to put it in your hand. You pussies can't get booked outside America for Nan. I'm out in Tokyo because I'm big in Japan.
I do think a majority of people's first number one, I don't know if he did it. I think he did it for Ross, but hey. Okay, he did give it to Future, I guess. For Way Too Sexy. Yeah, so I guess he's only talking about a few. He's talking about a few people, but like, all right, bro, you catch these, some of these niggas early in their career, and that's the thing with Drake. Like he'll make it seem like he's really carrying these niggas or whatnot, but nah, these niggas are already starting to blow up. He jumps onto the fame while it's there, and for a lot of them niggas, they end up not being able to continue to do well because when they got their big popularity or fame, it was only because of that Drake intake. And it just made Drake seem like he was better than he was. I'll be honest. Like, nigga, who listened to Blockboy JB? But when Look Alive came out, niggas like, oh, he might be up next. He might be coming up. Blockboy JB like that. But hey, I will also say, the 20v1 stuff, bullshit, yeah. It would be one thing if this nigga was not subliminally dissing, like, multiple people over multiple years on multiple songs. Like, this nigga was dissing Rihanna, A$AP Rocky's girl, for multiple years because she didn't want him. And I'm going to be the one to talk about this. Rihanna gave Drake his first number ones. Gave him two of them. But ain't nobody want to fucking talk about that. Yeah, because other niggas can prop this nigga up. Your nigga been talking about the girl that propped this nigga career up. Been talking about it, but it's fine. Champagne poetry, right?
I'm the hit maker, y'all depend on. Backstage in my city, it was friend zone. You won't never take no chain off of us. How the fuck
this
you
be? Nice verse, though. This is nice. This is nice. Zone. This the part with the bite. You making fun of K-Dot size. I know the when y'all cook up. Extortion, baby. Hope for red, you been shook up. Cause top told you drop it. Give me 50 likes of push-ups. Hood, your last one brick. You really not on shit. They make excuses for you cause they hate to see me lit.
Pull your contract cause we gotta see the split. The way you doing splits, bitch, your pants might rip. You better do that motherfucking shit.
And this is what I'm saying. Like, ain't nobody go like, what you doing splits, your pants might rip. Like, we don't ever ding this nigga for all this corny shit that he be writing sometimes. Like, I see niggas talked about it, but ain't nobody who's, niggas didn't really get on him. Niggas were really trying to get on Cole for every little thing. So what, Drake, you didn't get crazy split? Why you think this nigga releasing all these albums? You didn't think Birdman and Wayne didn't get cut off this nigga? Nigga, this industry practice. Sure, you probably have a better contract now. You think Kendrick, who has PG Lang, don't have a better contract now? Nigga just wasn't releasing like you, so he didn't get to re-up on his contract. Usually how this music industry contracts work is that they give you a set a number of albums in the beginning that you have to go off of. So, obviously, Drake finished his fucking set of his set first. Nigga's still dropping damn near every year. Nigga's gas it up too, to be honest. But hey. Because I promise you, the revisionist history, I don't remember your people messing with Her Loss like this. But now, apparently, niggas love that shit. Hey, even this new album, bro. I promise you. I'm like, yeah, it's not I don't think it's as bad as some people were saying it, but it's not that good. Especially when you look at Drake's early work, but he's not getting back to that. I'll give him that a little bit. I get this one is a little bit. Hey. Pip squeak pipe down, you ain't in no big three. Scissor got you wiped down. Travis got you wiped down. Savage got you wiped down. I will say about the Savage one, isn't he talking about the Her Loss shit? Let me see. Drake states, fellow artist SZA, Travis Scott, and 21 Savage is all white. It was funny. SZA was all like, was wondering why she got involved in it. She posted like that little story on her shit. But it's rap beef. I mean, he's just talking about numbers, so slang for destroying, passing something. 2020, Kendrick's biggest album, Mr. Morale, and the Big Steppers has been surpassed by SOS, Utopia, and Drake's Her Loss and Savage Units, which was Drake's numbers get artificially pumped, and you can't tell me otherwise, bro. Which is cool, but hey, numbers he gets is not equal to how good it is. It's just because everybody's playing it, and this nigga always gets fucking radio hits and shit, and club. This nigga's always been playing the club, especially when he got on with 21 Savage. And then all these people also made number one hits with Drake. And, okay. Like I said, this nigga like hops on a hype nigga. You think, are we forgetting like the Cage Little Bird shit? Yeah, no, SZA's always been hot. She just doesn't drop. That's what everybody was pressed on. Could we like, it's whatever though. Oh yeah. SZA responded to her name being name dropped in the song with the iconic Nene Leakes meme. Now why am I in it? Yeah. That's what I was talking about earlier. You won't feel the aftermath of what I write down. I'm at the top of the mountain, so you tight now. Just to add this talk with your ass, I had to hike down. Big difference between Mike then and Mike now. What the fuck is this? That's him talking about Mac Jackson, who is always someone who is a little bit more chill, want to be friends with people. And then he's the new version of Mike, and he's here to eat niggas, I guess. Pause. Your label boy, you in the scope now, you know. 20v1 nigga. Interscope. What's a prince to a king? He a son, nigga. Get more love in a city that you fun, nigga. Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga. Yeah. I won't lie, that beat stop for that one. That's tough. And that's shit. That's the funniest bar of the fucking shit. So hey, Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums. Nigga. Yo, I'll give him that one. And they've always had beef, you know, or they've had beef for a while. You know, Drake did that one live, and he's all like, the tweet and deleters, the non-believers. Goofy shit. Dog, this is why I'm like, dog, yeah, you having ghostwriters might actually be a thing, because Jesus Christ, when was the last time Drake has freestyled? Like, in real life. Because, you know, nowadays, freestyles aren't even freestyles. It's a side note, but, damn, what was her name? She recently did an On the Radar freestyle, and I fucking put on the Just Talking story. She's fire though too. Starts with a T or something. Fuck. I'm really like fucking up right now. It'll come back to me. But she was even like, yeah, this stays freestyle and it's on the radar, but freestyles aren't really freestyles anymore. Everybody's writing. She said she literally got time to practice it and everything. She heard the beat before, all of that. Because it's like, freestyles used to be just completely off the dome. Most of the time, you haven't even heard the beat. Then it became, all right, you at least heard the beat. Then it became, all right, maybe you haven't heard the beat. And you have the lyrics, so you just have to get on a new flow. Then it became, like, its own other fucking things, bro. But, hey. We here. Charles little blunt runner playing a six and you boys ain't even come from it, and when you boys got rich you had a run from cash blowing. And the Chubbs guy is most likely a shot at Weeknd's manager Cash XO, which Drake is saying Cash is a blunt runner for the heads of Drake's security, which is cool. Obviously there's a lot of interlap between Weeknd's crew and Drake's crew, most likely. We'll talk about that in the next one later, but out here tricking. Shit we do for bitches, he doing for niggas. Jets, whips, chains, wicked, wicked, wicked. I didn't really understand this part. Shit we do for bitches, he doing for niggas. Especially since most people are saying that it's Weeknd and Cash XO diss. Saying that he was giving, this is when your boys got rich, you had to run from it. That he's giving high amounts of the Weeknd's money to men in the form of tricking, which describes when rich people fly women out and buy them extravagant gifts in exchange for sex. So I don't know, like, I guess he's saying he's flying niggas out. I don't know what this nigga's sexual orientation is, but I don't really give a fuck. But hey, I get it. You definitely gotta say some he's gay shit, you know? Shout out Mark Phillips. I'm gonna play that video low key. Drake also goes after The Weeknd's referring to the amount of features The Weeknd gave Future and Metro Boomin. Across the two albums, it is featured on Young Metro, We Still Don't Trust You, All to Myself, and Always Be My Fault. Drake states that the amount of features The Weeknd has given to Future and Metro, he's generating a high amount of money for Cash XO, which, yes, they work together. Future and Metro Boomin as the track. Oh, he's making money for all of them, as the tracks are likely getting high attention due to his featuring. I mean, yeah, basically what you do. I don't know. Like, that's why I'm like, niggas were definitely sizing this shit a little bit up more than, and like, niggas is like, oh yeah, the doubles, the triple entendres. I'm like, what do they mean though? Like, sure, he's doing double and triple entendres, but like, for what purpose? Like, what story is he painting? What is he doing? He's flexing. That's all it is. He's flexing who he is over everybody else. He's saying, because of who I am, you guys got to do this 20v1 shit. Because of who I am, y'all niggas all want to come at me. I have more money. I have more clout. All of this. Whatever. The issue is, Drake, a lot of them niggas ain't coming at you about the money shit. I can't wait to play this Rick Ross shit. Oh my gosh. Even that nigga said it. And that nigga does the money talk.
Spinning like you trying to fuck, boy, you tripping, boy, you tripping. Drizzy Chippendale, probably got your bitch in there. I just got them done, boy, don't make me at the chipping nail. Rolling loud stage, y'all would turn, that was slick as hell. Shit'll probably change if it be him start to kiss and tell. Husband kiss.
Alright, let's see. Rolling loud stage, y'all. He was talking about the preview boom, Metro Boomin Future showed at the Rolling Loud of their track Like That before or without the K-Dot verse. And then Kiss and Tell is a reference to Ciara's 2015 hit. Of course, Future's ex-fiance that usually gets mentioned. She's dating Russell Wilson. I don't know. I like referencing baby mamas and shit like that. Nigga, we don't. And I don't know why it's like, I don't know, man. Because what are you, because at that point, that's more of a diss to Ciara than Future. Because that nigga has multiple baby mamas. I don't know if that nigga really cares like that. Niggas are saying that's the one Future feels like got away because he be always dissing Russell Wilson and whatnot. I don't know. Maybe that nigga just don't like Russell Wilson. So, on Like That, oh, I'd be rocking every fucking chain I own next visit. Oh, yeah, because, you know, Kendrick said, got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up. That nigga was going, bro.
This is, man, don't tell me about no switches. I'll be rocking every fucking chain I own next visit. Hey, I'll be with some bodyguards like Whitney.
This is the Whitney Houston joint, but niggas are saying that, hey, he maybe use Whitney specifically because that's also Kendrick's girl's name. But hey,
top
say drop your little midget ass better fucking.
Niggas really got me out here rapping what I'm living. I might take your latest girl a cuffer like I'm Ricky. Can't believe he jumping in, this nigga turning 50. Every song that made it on a chart he got from Drizzy. Spin that little.
I guess he's talking about Rick Ross for this part. Because, you know, like I'm Ricky. This jab towards Rick Ross, who unfollowed Drake on IG soon after the Metro Boomin and Future drop, We Don't Trust You, which he appears on. Other than that, Rick Ross posted an IG story of him listening to Kendrick's diss towards Drake Like That. Drake makes it clear he could take anybody's girl and cuff him. And, you know, it's because Rick Ross used to be a correctional office, so cuff him. Drake also personally invited Rick Ross's ex-girl to the All of Blur tour. She posted VIP seats with him after Rick Ross unfollowed. Or she posted VIP tickets on her IG after Rick Ross unfollowed him. Canadian rapper shares his shock over Rick Ross' decision to be involved with the beef because his relatively old age, 48, and his chart success from Drake's contributions on Aston Martin Music, Stay Scheming, Dice Pineapples, and Gold Roses, as well as many more, which they both featured. But hey. And then, I didn't understand this one, so I'm glad niggas might have finally, like, talked about it more. Drake talks about the Ja Morant stuff. Let me make sure.
Check, you gotta stay up out my business, nigga. Shout out to the hooper that be busting out the gritty. We know why you mad,
tripping. All that little heartbroken Twitter shit for bitches.
So, you know, obviously this is John Morant. John Morant responds to the Metro Boomin tweet regarding his and Future's new album, which was full of subliminals that Drake and all these niggas did was post a gif, and then he said, "Stay on that side." And the reason that Morant may have sided with Metro is that Drake was rumored to have gone on a date with his ex-girlfriend, Brooklyn Nicole. However, Drake makes fun of Ja for being heartbroken and running his mouth on Twitter. Okay, nigga, stop talking about Rihanna. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, all this shit is actually not the best look for Drake. Like, the shit that niggas can get Drake on, which is why he's really leaning on this, like, oh, y'all all need to be together this me. Which is why I'm saying Rick Ross' diss was better. It was real diss. And if he wants, then they should respond to Rick Ross individually. If he needs to, yo, then that's that K-Dot shit. Honestly, I think the only two niggas that really need to be in this is Rick Ross and K-Dot. I don't think ASAP Rocky or none of them other niggas are about to drop nothing. I think it's just Rick Ross and then K-Dot. Y'all really about to be on it. Maybe Future, but I doubt it.
This for all the top dogs, drop and give me 50, drop. In that fucking song, y'all got to not start the beef with us. This shit been brewing in
a... You know, top dog, almost all the top dog was in approval of this beef. It was weird. Maybe one day I'll talk about the reason stuff, but we'll see. Because he has his own thing with Top Dog, and all this nigga said was the beat was great, and the beat is great, especially if you heard the first one. So
hot now, heating up. I don't care what Cole think, that dot shit was weak as fuck. Champagne tripping, he is.
So, you know, it's because, and this is the reason why people might are saying that it kind of plays into the weak thing, quote unquote. It's possible, and there's rumors that Kendrick was invited to be on this first-person shooter track. I don't know if he got to hear it before it came out. Obviously, he wasn't on it. So people are saying he declined. He didn't want to be on that shit. Especially, like, and I understand that because, like, what? This nigga was beefing with Drake for a minute. Like, it's not like this is new. And Drake has been sending subliminals for a minute. It's not like this new. I don't think Kendrick did anything super crazy. I just, like, Kendrick made sure, like, look, niggas would be like, oh, maybe he's not talking about Drake. Nah, he made sure niggas know he was talking about Drake this time. I already said J. Cole was a collateral on that shit. And I don't know, man. And then he said, I don't care what Cole thinks, because obviously this nigga's his own person. So he's saying that how Kendrick did that shit was weak. But I don't know, nigga. You be sending subliminals all the fucking time. Kanye has already came out and said that when Drake's saying sending out subliminals and saying all that shit, nobody knows who he's talking about because he's using all these stupid ass unknown names except the niggas that he's talking about. So that's why niggas were getting super fucking pissed. And it's funny, was this one Kanye bar on this Vulture's joint, and I didn't know that there was a rumor. And this came, apparently this rumor came out before this, like, whole, like, the Metro. So this is, like, in November that this tweet that I found came out. And it essentially was all, like, Kanye was all, like, Kanye was all, like, had a threesome but don't know who the baby is type shit. Or who's the dad of the baby. And apparently, the rumor is that Drake's baby mom, she got pregnant off a threesome. That's why Drake did so many paternity tests. Because I do remember seeing that many, like, that he had done a whole bunch of paternity tests to make sure that was even his kid. And it was somebody, he did it, a threesome with ASAP Mob, with an ASAP Mob member. And, hey, Rocky said he fucked a bit first, so I don't know if you're talking about Rihanna, you're talking about, hey, I'm just saying. Maybe Rocky was the one that he had a threesome with, which is weird in its own self, but hey. This is why I'm like, hey, this gay stuff. I'm not saying threesomes is gay per se, but I definitely say that it leans a little bit closer to that side. Stay on that side. Let me stop.
Calling top to see a top, wanna piece it up. Top, wanna piece it up. Top, wanna piece it up. Nah, pussy, now you on your own when you speaking up. You don't roll deep to this, it's not fucking deep enough. Begging cops or not, boy, you not fucking beating.
So apparently, this is a shot at Kendrick and his record label, Interscope. Interscope supposedly begged Kai not to stream with Kendrick. As you can see in this video, many rappers and artists go on stream with Kai for publicity. Just like 21 Savage did prior to his release. And that's interesting, but like, what? I don't know. Do you think Kai wouldn't want to get on? Like, Kendrick has more clout than Kai, in my opinion, still. Like, even now. Do you think Kai wouldn't want to get Kendrick on that shit? I don't know. But hey. Numbers wise, I'm out of here. You're not fucking creeping up. Money wise, I'm out of here. You're not fucking. And this is, and again, numbers wise, money wise, K-Dot already said in the original one, money, power, respect, the last one is better. There's a lot of goofies with a check. All right, so this nigga don't care about the money. Like, obviously, that's why I'm like, yo, this nigga is gonna get washed, and he's relying on certain shit. The nigga's not really hearing it, but hey, fuck it. Also, there's still not as much double and triple entendres. This is my third time listening to this. Like, and second time with Genius stuff. And this is after some more reviews have been done since the first day it dropped. And y'all niggas was definitely sizing up these double and triple entendres. Merch money feed us. I'ma let you niggas work it out because I seen enough. This ain't even everything I know. Don't wait the demon up. This ain't even everything I know. Don't wait the demon up. Drop and give me 50. All you fuck niggas teaming up. What you smoking on, Kendrick? Then DJ Academic, big ass. Drop a 50 bag for the mob in a spot. Drop a 50 bag, 29 for the car. I was really, really trying to keep it PG. And that's the Drake one. Now let's listen to Champagne Moments. I mean, I haven't even seen the Genius for this one, man. I don't think so. But this is the one Rick Ross dropped 2 hours after Drake. This is the best you've heard Rick Ross rhyme in a minute. Think about that. This was initially previewed on DJ Academic's Twitch stream. This track serves as Rick Ross's response to Drake's shots at him in Push-Ups, Drop and Give Me 50. Which surfaced the same day. This nigga Rick Ross. The fact that this nigga went and did that shit. Maybach music. Oh, like, all right, let's get out of this shit. Fish tanks and marble floors, living big and bad. Niggas laugh until they hit with my official jab. Crack smoke is the exhaust from my pen and pad. Ghost writers, they get the floss, what you could have had. Record label taking a loss, are you in your bag? You a worker wanting the chart, don't make me laugh. Get the mind, tell by my watch, this a different time. Living fine, I'm getting high, it's your shit decline. Who believes he moving keys in his Louis V's? Run up on you and snatch your chain, watch you bitches bleed. Feel the pain or just a will you really ride? Either you niggas getting money or ready to die. B.I.G. or give a fuck if you T.I.L.E. You got it and you keep it tucked if you be by me. Do the job, better known as Charles Schwab. Double R spread through the yard and I swear to God. All right, wait. Just real quick, for that first verse. Fish tanks and marble floors living big and bad. Niggas laugh until they hit with my official jab. Crack smoke is the exhaust from my pen and pad. Ghost riders, they get to floss what you could have had. This nigga like, look, we all rich, all right? Fish tanks, marble floors, living big and bad. We all rich, nigga. Calm down. Crack smoke is these Osmonds pen and pad. This nigga is saying this shit is so crazy. It's so addictive. It's like crack smoke. And then ghost riders, they get to floss what you could have had. Drake has been long accused of ghost riders, and honestly, at this point, it's got to be, like, there's a lot of validity to it. There's a big pause in the hip-hop community, as authenticity has been a major theme of the genre since its inception. Here, Rick Ross is marking Drake for using ghostwriters, saying he's making his ghostwriters rich when he could have had written his own songs and saved the money. But hey, obviously, this nigga loves to split money with folks. But hey, man, let me see. Let's go. Let's keep going. Let's keep going.
Pop a perk for the field. Going far, and then you keep it tucked if you be.
Oh, yeah, my fault. Record label taking a loss. Are you in your bag? You a worker one in the chart. Don't make me laugh. These lines are direct response to the rapper, Drake, who threw shots. Drake's shots was when he said, can't believe he's jumping in. This nigga turning 50. Every song that made it on the chart, he got from Drizzy. All that stuff. On the first leak of Drake's diss track, instead of Rick Ross notably ad-lib, Drake rapped, worried about whatever going on with you and Diddy, who is a close friend to Rick Ross and is currently being investigated on a series of sexual assault charges, which have been mainly covered on Main Street. Drake and Ross have had many collabs, as I mentioned earlier, and the group has had several successful artists thrive in the rap scene, such as Meek Mill, French Montana, Wale, and more. Yet Drake has not seen the same success as a record label owner for his October's very own, also known as OVO. Ross is trying not to laugh at how Drake is chart-obsessed, which greatly benefits the mega record label UMG, who signed Drake for his $500 million in 2022, but not prioritizing his own label success. In other words, Drake would rather be a worker for UMG than a successful boss for a record label, OVO, like Ross. And J. Cole, for a matter of fact. And hey, even Kendrick's getting on PG Lane. And that's why niggas like The Weeknd, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, niggas that are under Drake don't tend to grow well. But hey, and then get to mine, tell by my watch, it's a different time. Living fine, I'm getting high as your shit declines. Rick Ross is referring to the famous clip of Drake's credit card getting declined on stream, which is nuts. Who believes he's moving keys in his Louis V? Rick Ross is pointing out the contradiction between the themes of Drake's music and Drake's actual lifestyle. Run up on you and snatch your chain, watch you bitches bleed. And hey, now Rick Ross saying, I'm going to take that chain off you, nigga. Stop playing. Don't come up with none of that shit. For the pain and just subscribe when you really ride. Either you niggas getting money or ready to die. B.I.G. Give a fuck if you Chi Ali. Homage to Biggie's classic album, Ready to Die, as well as the song Get Money, featuring Junior Mafia. Ross points out, once again, the contradiction between Drake's lifestyle and his gangster lyrics. Chi Ali is a rapper who is a member of the Native Tongues. He went to prison for murdering his girl's brother. Ross implies here that he doesn't care if Drake is a murderer, he still wouldn't be able to harm Ross. So even if you were a gangster, you ain't nothing to me, nigga. It's also worth mentioning that an early leaked version of Drake's push-ups samples the Get Money line from Junior Mafia in the background. Given the very quick response from Ross, it's likely that he was responding to the version originally. And like I said, this dropped 2 hours after the even like other one that Drake did. Or after the initial leaks of Drake. Let me see. What else? Double R's spread through the yard. I swear to God. You know, double R's is Rick is a Rolls Royce logo. Also a nod to a track on Rich Forever mixtape. Alright. Pop a perk for the Ville and count me a mil. Kill you niggas for free. I do that for the thrill. Niggas leaking their records when we speaking directly. If I'm keeping a gangster, when you see me, you check me. And this is just a response to the way that the record was leaked. Ross claims either Drake or someone in his camp leaked the record on his behalf, as he's too scared to speak directly. Hey, you niggas talk about that white boy. White boy, I see you. I see you. Yeah, check. And the talking shit in the between it. Oof.
Do the job, better known as the Charles Schwab. Double R spread through the yard, and I swear to God. Pop a perk for the field, go and count me a meal. Kill you niggas for free, do it all for the thrill. Niggas leaking their records when we speaking directly. If we keeping it gangster, when you see me, you check me.
Talk about that white boy shit, nigga. Hey, I'm sorry, man. This shit goes.
White boy, I see you. Yeah, check. Getting bullied.
getting.
Don't walk up on me cause the clip is fully. Niggas pussy don't wanna push me. I'm like really Woody. Like his moves. But he never had a fight in school. Always ran another nigga had the right groove. Flow was copying your pace. Weezy gave you the juice. Another white boy at the park wanna hang with the crew. Pull it surprise when I'm switching up like Dodd Denham. Getting settles for all the killings while we ride rentals. Look me right in my face. He beginning to shake. Told you niggas stay scheming. I predicted my fate. Got more money than you. Fuck you want me to say? 50 mil in the crib. Where you want me to stay? I just shoot up the block. I got bitches to pay. Let me DM my hoe. But got bitches you can't. Let you get on my songs. It was good for your face. Now bitch nigga is home. And no roof in the bank. Pop.
Oh my gosh, bro. Let's talk about it. Getting bullied, don't walk up on me because the clip is fully. Full clip is referring to Drake taking shots at several rappers. Ross feels like it was uncalled to bring his name up, like he wouldn't respond. Apparently, push-ups leaked via Drake's camp, so it wasn't a thought-out strategy. Fans even speculated about the track being AI-generated for the unexpected release and its lyrical, I won't even say lyrical content, but hey. However, the song was recorded, and that alone was enough for Ross to think it was a reckless mistake by Drake. And hey, a nigga telling you, you're moving mad. Once again, and then, like his moves, he never had to fight in school. Always ran, another nigga had to write your grooves. Once again, Ross pointed out contradictions between his subjects and lifestyle, in that Drake likes to portray himself as hard, when in reality, he lives a sheltered life and doesn't know what it's like for rappers who grew up on the streets. Drake has always had some allegations of not writing his own rhymes with the, you know, write your grooves. That's another one. But in 2015, what Drake said to try and clear up the rumors is, what Quentin Miller said is, I'm not and never will be a ghostwriter for Drake. I'm proud to say we collaborated, but I could never take credit for anything other than a few songs. Yeah, that's what we're saying. But I guess he's credited, so it's fine. Flow is copy and paste. Weezy gave you the juice. Saying that his flow on his songs are copy and paste from Lil Wayne's flow. And without Lil Wayne, he would be nowhere. Because obviously he got picked up by Lil Wayne and Young Money Entertainment label. Where Cross used this line to show that without Lil Wayne, Drake's career would be nowhere. Another white boy at the park want to hang with the crew. Because he's saying that Drake is using his relationship with the black community to draw validity as a hard nigga to himself. Pulitzer Prize winner, switch it up like Diamond Denim. And this is likely a reference to Kendrick's releasing the Future feature after being taunted for years by Drake. And Ross could be suggesting that Drake is winning the awards, Pulitzer Prize, for his writing skills. Meanwhile, his ghostwriters are writing rentals because they aren't being paid with. They are making for a rent and doing the killing. Dyed Denim shows that the original color beneath. Ross would be implying that Drake is fake and see-through. I didn't even know about that for Dyed Denim. But hey, they got it. Getting sentenced for all the killings like we ride Reynolds. Look at me in my face. You beginning to shake. Told you niggas stay scheming. I predicted my fate. You know, stay scheming was that French Montana Drake collab, which released as a single for Ross's mixtape, Rich Forever. Rick Ross seemingly makes a reference to the song Chorus when he claiming he predicted his fate. I ride for my niggas, dog. I ride for my niggas. I slide for my niggas, dog. I ride for my niggas. Stay scheming, niggas trying to get at me, dog. I ride for my niggas. Stay scheming, niggas trying to get at me, dog. I ride for my niggas. And obviously, this is because, and Rick Ross is going to say it later, so I'm actually not going to mention it yet, but the reason between him and Drake's falling off is really because of how Drake did one of his niggas. Got more money than you. Fuck you want me to say? 50 mil for the crib. Where you want me to stay? And this is Ross being a proud owner of one of the largest private homes in America. And this nigga's talking about he got more money. Like, who cares? Nigga, they're all rich. Y'all are all multi-billionaires. I can shoot up the block. I got paint pictures to paint. Let you DM my hoe. But got bitches you can't. Let you get on my songs. It was good for your face. Now, bitch, nigga, it's on. I ain't got no room for debate. And that's the thing. I don't think this nigga Rick Ross is monogamous. So, like, you DMing and, like, inviting his ex to a show, I don't know how tough that is, Drake. But, hey. You got it, Dre. But that's what I'm saying. Like, look, y'all niggas making it seem really, really big for no reason. Pop a perk for the veil. Count me a meal.
Perk for the field. Go and count me a meal.
Kill you niggas for free. Do it all for the thrill.
Niggas leaking their records when we speaking directly. If we keeping the gangster, when you see me, you check me.
And then this, and then he brought out the little clip of Drake talking about how much he respects Rick Ross and how Rick Ross is his favorite person to rap with on any song. Hence all the collabs. And this is a clip. When Drake talked about Rick Ross on his It's All a Blur tour, which is very recent. But hey. Ooh, and then he's talking his shit, bro. See? They're not literally police, but, you know, you're putting, like, the court stuff all in front of this nigga's faces and shit. And especially with these Diddy allegations, man. These niggas don't want that.
Same white boy that I seen, nigga, when we were making them early records, nigga. When you were happy to be around, nigga, seeing niggas fucking stunning your life, nigga. Give Weezy some more.
Oh, when you were happy to be around, nigga, seeing niggas holding them sticks. Yeah, you motherfucking stunning your life, nigga. And what that's about? Stunner is a nickname for Cash Money Records founder Birdman, who's the one that Drake secured the contract with for Young Money Entertainment. And Birdman and Rick Ross have their own personal beef for a similar thing. And this came in 2017. In the same year, Ross dissed the Cash Money Records boss in the song Idols Become Rivals. And in 2022, Birdman called out Ross for copying his style. And after the champagne moments dropped. Oh, after champagne moments dropped, Birdman obviously is supporting Drake, but who cares about that shit? And this nigga Rick Ross has been dropping stories after stories after stories after stories. Let me see if I can. Rick Ross. G stories. Let me even. You might be better than you, tell that. Rick Ross IG stories. But I'm gonna let the rest of the track play.
You rap a lot, some more money, nigga. White boy, yeah, biggest. It's Rose, nigga. We can do it how you wanna do it, where you wanna do it, anytime you wanna do it. I'm ready. I'm ready, white boy.
Immediately after this track drop, Rick Ross immediately.
Internet saying,
I won't lie, that six pack let's really talk about that real quick. Nigga, six pack surgery and that other man. I still this nigga's on some freak shit. I know you got your Dockers on with no underwear. What the fuck? Nigga, why? Nigga puts on his socks before his underwear? Or did that nigga not even have socks on? What's going on? What's really going on? And then, you know, that surgery, six-pack surgery, Meg's talked about it. So many niggas have talked about this shit. Shit, and, like, it's old. And it, like, I think, like, niggas were mentioning that shit. Like, even during or before COVID, maybe? So around 2020? But, hey, this is where it gets, like, this is probably one of the widest shit that could be done. Drake posting this on his story. And people are like saying this might not also be Drake's mom, which makes it even more cringe because the contact name says M-I. Oh man, if it's mom, it would just be M. But hey, then he got an I for his mom. Like, I don't know. Who knows what his mom's contact name is? This is mom. Everybody got different contact names for different people. So I'm not even gonna be like on that. I'm gonna act like this is his real mom. And the internet's saying you got a nose. Drake's mom texts him, Obs, the internet saying you got a nose job. You look the same to me in the kitchen today. I can't believe you would get one without me, because you know I always wanted one. Don't tell me you got tattoos without me. Now this, too. And then Drake, laughing emojis. I would have gotten us a 2-for-1 deal if I went, Ma. It's coming from Rick Ross, the guy I did songs with. He's gone loopy off the Manjaro. He has an eating in days and is turning him angry and racist. Performing at proms for money, it's bad. Don't worry, we'll handle it. And let's see, Rick Ross performs at a prom. But hey, if these niggas are giving him a lot of money. I'm trying to see where Rick Ross trolling Drake, but performing last night after he dissed him, letting the chorus on one play and then cutting it.
Until I feel it, I'm smoking till it's done. I don't really give a fuck in my excuses that I'm young. And I'm only getting older. Somebody should have told you I'm on one.
I'm just like, is this a prom or is this like, where is he performing? Oh, these niggas just saying it looks like a prom. Nigga, that's the point if he's wearing the merch and playing the song, though. It's definitely dissing, but hey, who knows? Drake fans is weird, to be honest. They've been on some weird shit this whole time. And then this nigga added Rick Ross saying, "You're one nosy goof." And Rick Ross wears Drake's hoodie.
Then Rick Ross was seemingly asked, how long would this war continue? He posted on his story, who knows? This is good.
And he added Drake when he posted that on his story, who knows? And he did the little a Drake picture, you know, because, you know, knows, and then he put BBL Drizzy. And he'd been hashtagging that shit. That shit had been going off. I'm trying to see if anybody has the actual videos of this nigga. I want to see. I want when this nigga was saying all that extra shit to him on the IG stories. Let me see. Across IG stories, Drake. Let me see if I can get to these IG stories off of some.
Rick Ross claims Drake has a BBL after releasing his diss track.
Oh, it's such a beautiful day. Me waking up from a nap, I just realized BBL Drizzy called his mommy on me. He shared their text messages between each other. Cupcake Drake, tell your mama you stayed out past your curfew, white. You wanted to hang at the park with the niggas, smoke with the niggas. While we washed our old school Chevys. White, you got a Chevy, white? I doubt it. But anyway, big nose. Big nose. Boy, you had 25% body fat with a carved out six-piece. Stop. We know what time it is. That shit costs 40 bands. Stop. But tell your mama. Well, in Miami, we say old girl. Tell your old girl she a beautiful lady. I told you that before and I meant that. But you tell your mama. Boy, you stayed out at the pub too late, and you can't call her when you get in this shit. This shit too deep to call your mama, boy. Back to the luxuries of life. I might write a song that they call, who knows? Who knows? One thing about, I'm gonna say this. You niggas with them BBLs, you niggas, I'm speaking specifically to you niggas with BBLs. If you got a fake body, you got a fake mind. Leave that shit to them cute bitches walking around in YSL heels. Not you bitches in OVO. The pastrami posse.
Ooh. Drop down.
Maybe if I exit it out and I go to a history, we'll try it again. Nope. Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, I don't know. It technical difficulties right at the end for no fucking reason. But we'll end it here. There was one other topic I was thinking about talking about, but honestly, I don't even know all the facts. And with this sound stuff, we can't really watch what we wanted to watch to get more of the facts. I think Jamari seemingly has more because he's obviously like caring more, looking more into it. But so we'll end it at here, man. Now, in my opinion, if I'm ranking all the tracks, including Like That, even though I don't think Like That was too much of a diss track, Like That might be last, but it's either Like That or Drake's joint. I like That better as a song than as a diss joint, but obviously short, didn't really like say much. I feel like Drake obviously did a little bit more, but the 50 for 50 shit, what the fuck, or the 50% shit is really all he was talking about with Drake or with Kendrick. And Kendrick already said, I don't give a fuck about the money, so who cares? Kendrick basically built up TDE, so. Yeah. Going from there. Yeah, nah, I just don't know. Going from there, this TDE, there's Kendrick's and Drake's. Then I put J. Cole ahead, so J. Cole's would be second, and then Rick Ross is number one. I don't really count any of the other disses and whatnot, like ASAP Rocky's or Weekends or whatever. Everything else that was on the We Don't Trust You stuff. Because I don't feel like those were significant enough. But, yeah. And niggas are only underrating Cole's diss because he apologized for it. Which is fine. Y'all can do whatever you want. Jay-Z apologized for his diss too. His mama told him to apologize, in fact. But hey, we live and we learn. We're done here. I'm going to catch y'all niggas on the flip side on the next wave. Till then, have a good day. Stay safe. And bye-bye.